lake trout and Bear Lake cutthroat will soon be biting hard during the next few weeks. We're catching some lunkers next on Western Life Radio.
Never drink and ride. Alcohol and snowmobiles do not mix. Alcohol slows down your physical and mental reactions, affecting balance, coordination, and most importantly, judgment. It also greatly reduces your risk of hypothermia. Know how prescription drugs affect you before riding. This information is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Bear Lake cutthroat and lake trout will soon be feeding fast as the whitefish spawn gets underway. Scott Tolentino with the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources changes up the tackle.
Not only do you get to target whitefish on a fairly rocky, concentrated rocky habitat, but you have cutthroat trout and lake trout out in Bear Lake, and they're feeding at that time of the year. The lake trout runs over, and the cutthroat trout are getting fat before winter, and so they're in on that habitat trying to eat whitefish eggs. But that brings in the cutthroat trout and lake trout, which are eating those other small fish, and so don't be surprised to catch quite a few cutthroat or lake trout when you're in there fishing for whitefish. Which makes it really exciting, because if you're going to do, like I said, and use light tackle, that could be some pretty good fighting along there. And you hook into a big 7 or 8 pound cutthroat or 10 to 15 pound lake trout on 6 pound test line, it could be a good time. If you want to try to fish those same areas that people are fishing for whitefish and you're not interested in, say, catching whitefish per se, you can go with a little bit heavier tackle and cast a little bit larger spinner, spoons, anything that makes a little bit of noise and rattle. So there's a lot of crankbaits with BBs in them that rattle when you're reeling them in, or some of these Vibrac spinners, when you're reeling them in, they click or clank in the water. That really attracts the predator fish at this time of the year, and they like really aggressive lures like that.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.